Let's get the latest from the front line and our reporter Lisa McAllister, who is with some bus drivers who are striking in central Belfast. Lisa.
Morning, Joel. Yes, as you go through that litany of things that are affected today, it's clear that there just isn't going to be a corner of Northern Ireland, a street in Northern Ireland, that isn't affected by this strike action today. I'm at the Europa Bus Centre and I'm joined by some of those bus drivers that are on strike today. Sean McKeever, how long have you been a bus driver? For?
I'll be a bus driver 30 years next year.
30 years. And when was the last time you went out on strike?
I can't really remember. It must have been about 15, maybe 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah. So it's quite a long time ago. What prompted you to walk out of work today to withhold your labour?
Well, I'm nearly 30 years in the job and I've paid into a pension. And with the government changes, it means now that I'm going to be working longer and getting less of a pension for my retirement. And I don't think it's right. And we'll have to make a stand somewhere, so we do.
Do you think this is the way, though, to really get public support for your position? The fact that you are disrupting day-to-day lives of hundreds of thousands of people?
Well, in my opinion, it is very unfortunate that this has to happen. But at the end of the day, everyone has to make a stance for what they believe in. And if you're going to work and pay into something which you're due at the end for your retirement, you're entitled to it.